Hey, Barstool Rundown listeners, you can find us every Monday through Thursday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
This episode is brought to you by Body Armor Zero Sugar. The brand new Zero Sugar sports drink from our friends at Body Armor provides real hydration with no artificial sweeteners, flavors, or dyes. And whether you're looking to stay hydrated or recovering from a long weekend, Body Armor Zero Sugar has got you covered. With great tasting flavors like Fruit Punch and Lemon Lime. Available in stores nationwide, head on over to Body Armor Store on Amazon and get yours today. This episode is brought to you by Body Armor Zero Sugar. The brand new Zero Sugar sports drink from our friends at Body Armor provides real hydration with no artificial sweeteners, flavors, or dyes. And whether you're looking to stay hydrated or recovering from a long weekend, Body Armor Zero Sugar has got you covered. With great tasting flavors like Fruit Punch and Lemon Lime. Available in stores nationwide, head on over to Body Armor Store on Amazon and get yours today.
All right, it's the Rundown, Monday, January 16th, remote edition, me, Nick, Ken, Jack, little playoff football recap. Great weekend of football, guys. All five games, I feel like, maybe the exception of the Seahawks game, but mostly delivered. And just a great weekend of football, great weekend to watch from sports.
Even the first half of that Seahawks game, you know? So
yeah,
we were lucky. I was expecting to see a lot of blowouts. So they were all within – were they all within one?
Within a score, at least, except for that
one. Yeah, within one possession.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, let's start with Saturday. Ken, Jack, your Chargers with just really an epic. An epic collapse, up 27-0 in the first half, lose 31-30. Brandon Staley still having a job today is asinine.
And I will note that not only that, but like all the rumblings are that he's absolutely keeping his job, and that doesn't mean there won't be other changes. Like Joe Lombardi, their OC, is probably going to get fired and they'll bring in someone else because he was abysmal in that second half. He had no clue what to do. And like, it's calling fucking jet sweeps on third and inches. Like, dude is doing some of the dumbest shit I've ever seen in my life. But yeah,
dude, even last week getting Mike Williams hurt, wasn't that a meaningless game anyway?
Absolutely meaningless game. Seed was already locked in at that point. It was brutal.
With Sean Payton available, dude, like this, like you feel like the Chargers will be the number one landing spot. They have a franchise quarterback. They have a lot of really good skill positions. Like, that would probably be his choice. And if you're like, you keep Staley around for one more year, you're losing Sean Payton, which sucks.
Yeah, I will note, though, like, he's not going to the Chargers. He probably wants to really bad, but, like, there's a twofold thing where, like, the Spanos family hasn't spent more than, like, $4 million on a coach ever. And Sean Payton's, like, his, like, floor of his contract is going to be 4 years, I think, $100 million. He was getting, or 5 years, $100 million. Miami offered him that this last offseason. And he didn't get it, obviously, because Bill Belichick blew all their shit up with that, releasing that, or basically making that text to Brian Flores. So the Chargers aren't going to pay for that. Spanos family's too cheap. And they're not going to give up a first-round pick for him either. So it's not going to happen. Some fans want it, and a lot of other outside fans think it's going to happen. It's never going to happen, not in a million years.
I mean, even last year, Brandon Staley basically elected to not make the playoffs. That was like the Sunday night game where his Chargers-Raiders, and if they just tied, they would both make it, and the Raiders were content on running the clock out, and he called it for some reason. He basically said, playoffs, no thanks. How about you guys just go kick a field goal and eliminate us? He's so stupid.
He's made like it. He's such a weird coach to evaluate because like he comes out of nowhere and makes like really great defensive game plans, like versus Miami, right? Like fucking Tua had what, 3 for 17 in the first half or whatever, throttled them. Other teams in the last half of the year throttled them. But then like his personnel decisions with Mike Williams, and like last year he did the same kind of bullshit too. Like he would bring three quarterbacks into one every game, and no one could understand why. He just does weird shit like that. But he's a good defensive game planner. It's just shouldn't be in control of personnel.
I can't remember a charm wearing off of a coach faster, because I remember you were like infatuated with him, you know, talking about how big his balls were going forward on fourth down all the time. But boy, has that just gone awry.
Yeah. And like last year with the fourth down stuff, I was all for it because like their defense, like this year was bad, but last year was atrocious. And like, if your defense can't stop shit, always go for it on fourth down. You know what I mean? Like you'll stay in the game at least. And like, you know, if you don't have to depend on them. But this year, it's just been it's been rough, and they've been injured a lot, so he's probably safe. But still,
this might be a take. I wouldn't like Herbert could one out.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced. Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I don't know, he's too nice to want out. He's way too nice and like singular minded on football. He's not like in a situation either like Lamar or whatever, where it's like you've been disrespected by the team. Like they've done everything they can to accommodate Justin Herbert. You know what I mean? I'm curious where he goes though, Lamar, if he's like a Jet. Yeah. Well, if I had to guess, it would be, I think Jimmy G, then Carr, then Lamar would be my guesses for the Jets next year.
Okay. I think Lamar is back in Baltimore.
Oh, I don't. I think that ship has sailed.
Especially after all this
him not going to the game last night is telling.
Tua didn't go to the game either, did he?
His brain was in his mush. I wouldn't go to the game either if I was him.
Yeah.
It's like a bowl of cottage cheese in a skull. Like he should retire. Honestly, like, and I don't mean this in a mean way. He should retire.
Yeah. It's reminiscent of the Luke Kuechly for Panthers. He did the right thing.
The other story from that Jags Chargers game is Tony Dungy and Al Michaels. Just one of the most boring calls of all time. And that would kill me specifically more as a Jaguars fan, I guess, than Chargers fan. But I like Joe Buck. I think Joe Buck gets too much hate. But I was watching Giants-Patriots Super Bowl 42 highlights recently, and he called that game like it was like a preseason game. I was stunned at how low energy. I hate when, like, the announcer is supposed to be like the soundtrack of the game. Just, you know, go with the highs, go with the lows. You can let the game speak for itself. But to not, I don't know, give that game the epic call that it deserved. I know he gave us Do You Believe in Miracles? But Al Mike, I mean, what, he just checked out at this point? And Tony Dungy just not fit for the booth.
It's the biggest for comeback of all time, and they were just like asleep at the wheel. It's crazy.
The game-winning field goal, they didn't make a peep.
Yeah. They're just like, there's a flag down. I'm not sure what happened here. It's like, dude, they're walking off. Like they just won a playoff game, the biggest comeback of all time.
And then you see the call yesterday for that like 98-yard fumble recovery touchdown, and that was it was amazing.
Yeah. It was so fucking cool. Yeah, and it would definitely suck as a Jaguars fan. It was almost a little relieving not having the announcers like screaming in your face like after all that. So I guess it kind of lessened the blow for me. But if I was a Jags fan, I'd be livid. Like,
I mean, knowing Al Michaels, he might have just had the Chargers heavy in the game.
Yeah.
And he just was like, I can't in good faith call this hyped up. Yeah, Brandon Staley should be fired. Other game Saturday, Seahawks, Niners. Niners close first, but just rolled them. I will say Brock Purdy ended up with very good numbers. Not that good in that first half. A few errant throws. 49ers, and I'm saying this mainly because I'm now in Giants mode of trying to pick apart some of these teams. They're beatable. The 49ers, I think, are beatable.
Outside of quarterback, they have the best roster top to bottom. They don't have weaknesses.
But quarterback's a big one.
That first half from him was like he has to show that he's Mr. Irrelevant eventually, I think. Right.
It's kind of weird, right? Because like you look at that offense with all those skill position guys and you're like, yeah, you could plug anyone in. I don't think that's necessarily true, but like, I do think a majority of quarterbacks would do well if they had Debo Samuel, Christian McCaffrey, George Kittle, like all these guys. And with that great offensive line too. But like he makes some throws where you watch them and like the announcer will suck it off. It's like, dude, he made a bad throw and like Debo made an insane catch.
Yeah.
Like there's a lot of those moments in that game, but he's still like to do that well is impressive regardless.
Out of any team, I'm the most interested in what the 49ers are going to do in the offseason. Mm-hmm. Do they, you know, trade Trey Lance? Do they roll with Purdy? What if Brady wants to go there? There's a lot of stuff that
I think could happen. He grew up a 49ers fan, didn't he?
He did, yeah. But then what do you do? What if the Bucks or like, do you get rid of Purdy? Do you get rid of Lance? I just don't know.
I mean, Lance,
I think it depends on how the Niners season ends. Like, if they win the Super Bowl, you just got to keep Brock. Although, I guess the Eagles kick Nick Foles out of town after. But you would think winning a Super Bowl would be enough to get you the starting job next year. But if they lose like next week or in the NFC Championship, and it seems like it's because Purdy didn't do enough, then that becomes a way bigger decision.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I think Lance is out of there. No, like either this offseason or next or something. But I don't feel like
his injury was pretty gruesome too, was it not?
Yeah.
He's still really raw.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just like one of those things where if you could get value for him and keep a like quote unquote proven product, like, or get a proven, extremely proven product in Tom Brady, like, wouldn't you do that over someone who you don't really know how they can do in the NFL?
Yeah. Yeah. No, you're right. It's just, it's going to be interesting. It's exciting.
Yeah, their defense is so good. I love Fred.
Watching him play. I'm not completely sold yet.
I agree. Although I can see like the Super Bowl pregame package on like Brock Purdy. He was the last pick in the draft. That, you know, like that type of shit. Sunday, first game, Bills beat the Dolphins. Way closer than anyone expected. Dolphins probably win the have a chance, really good chance to win the game if Mike McDaniel just knows about the play clock. That there were, I mean, the most costly delay of game penalty I could remember at the end, but it was like 10 times. One of my pillars of head coaching, we're discussing this on stream yesterday. We would never have a delay of game. Look at the fucking clock, you idiot, and call the play like that. To me, it is the most inexcusable penalty. Get the play in, and it wasn't necessarily Skylar Thompson's fault. Definitely not the last one, but like get the play in. Get everybody in motion, call it. Like, look at the fucking play. Like, that to me is totally inexcusable.
Sorry. McDaniel's really bad. I don't know. He was like 0-7 on challenges this year, or maybe 1-6. That's stuff you can't really fuck up. Like, you have the booth upstairs. Maybe I'm just ignorant. I don't know how you fuck that up either.
Yeah. What's worse, I hate watching a delay of game where it's like the delay of game comes while they're calling a motion. Like, wide receiver starts moving. Like, hey, in the huddle, just be like, hey, no motion, really quick. Yeah. And then just snap the ball, get the time off, you know? McDaniel's ripping a vape was also kind of funny, too.
That was cool. Yeah, he probably had a really strong buzz.
I liked him a lot. I think he's a good coach.
Me too.
I think the fact that, you know, they were in that game, although it wasn't really because of, like, an offensive game plan. They were in it kind of because of dumb luck.
Josh Allen looked kind of bad.
Dude, all the AFC quarterbacks didn't do really well. Like, Allen, 58% completion rating or percentage, like 2 interceptions, fumble 6. Burrow barely had 200 yards. Herbert obviously didn't have a great completion percentage either. Like, none of them looked really on versus mostly, to the exception of Lawrence, shitty quarterbacks.
Yeah, like, dude, I know everybody lumps Allen with Mahomes and Burrow was like up there as well. I don't believe it anymore. I think Mahomes is in a league of his own.
Oh, yeah. He's one of one.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. But then the next two are there. What was I going to say? Oh, the Bills. Skylar Thompson drops back way too far in the pocket. That was my analysis watching him. I felt like he took – it was like he was like 15 yards behind the line of scrimmage. Bro, take a 3-step drop or whatever. Like, don't go that far back. You're Skylar Thompson.
Yeah, I'm not going to critique a third string, like, cusp roster, fringe roster kind of guy. Like,
oh, I will.
Yeah, I know.
But I'm hard on these guys. I just want the best out of them.
You want the best? You'd be a good coach, man.
I would. I had my pillar. I tweet out my pillars. I would be a real West Coast offense, just dink and dunk. We never take downfield shots. We never take the ball out of the end zone on a kickoff return. We cheat a little. We try to get away with, like, holding, pass interference, hope they don't call it. Never rush the punter. I have a lot of strategies that I
would think. Would you be a players coach, though, like McDaniel or Tomlin even? Like, you know, would you be friends with your players?
Yeah, I mean, there's no way they'd respect me. They would have to like me.
No, you would sacrifice the results on the field for them to be friends with you.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. It's like, what is the main goal every year is to make 53 new friends. Yeah. And secondary is to win a Super Bowl. That would be my head coaching philosophy.
Dude, you were bending over backwards to get LaJuan to like you.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
you were ripping shots, pouring half on the ground.
I was. Oh, that's a big move of mine. I was like, oh, yeah. Like, Taylor Wan's buying me so many shots. I was just dumping them out on the ground after a while. I was like, I can't be. But TNT, we're dynamite. That's what people are calling us. Tommy Nick.
TNT?
We're dynamite.
Yeah.
I like that. I mean, if it was a Tommy not named, not that wasn't you, like if it was a different Tommy, like it would be really
people
cool.
were chanting that at the bar at us. TNT.
Oh, yeah.
TNT.
I kind of love that.
Giants, Vikings. What a win for the Giants. I am now fully in the Giants can win the Super Bowl.
we didn't even talk about Frank the Tank being at that game.
Sorry, I meant to bring that up.
All right, sadly, I had to leave early. 6 o'clock flight, game took taking forever to go, but Skylar Thompson just might be the worst quarterback ever. In fact, his name is Skylar Ruff.
Yeah, I mean, Frank the Tank, it's brutal planning. It didn't help that it was, I think, maybe the longest first half of all time. Brutal planning. I think that Frank the Tank, in his heart of hearts, truly was like, I have to leave the game right now or I'm going to cost the company like thousands of dollars.
Yes,
and
I agree.
Was just trying to be a good employee. But him, Fastuoli, somebody has to just take a step back. All right, we got to just stay at this game. It's a close game.
Or call anybody and be like, is it okay if I stay longer and get a different
play? Shoot a text to Dave or whoever. Just be like, hey, you know, rent a car back. That could have been incredible content. The two of them on a 6-hour drive back.
Would have loved that. I would have loved that for both of them. You know, and Frank is a man with enemies. So they're looking for him to show weakness in his fandom and then they'll pounce.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it came from Frank being like a fake fan. I think it came from Frank trying to be a model employee.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
He is the model Barstool employee. I think he's
a model employee that maybe could have used a little more common sense in that situation to realize he probably could have stayed at the game.
I did love the video sign off with what did he say? Like Mike McDaniel, you should rename him Dylan Ruff or whatever the fuck that guy's name is. The Mets dude,
Thompson is now Skylar Ruff.
Yeah. Skylar Ruff. That was it. Yeah. That was a great sign off by Frank.
Yeah,
I feel so bad for Darren Ruff. I was like looking him up recently. His Instagram,
he's a good guy.
Beautiful family, like two kids, wife. Like every day he just checks Twitter. All he sees is like probably his name trending because Frank the Tank is dealing about him for nothing. And I look, Darren Ruff, not that he was horrible at the Mets last year in like a couple months. Not that bad of career numbers. An OPS plus above 100, which means he's quite literally an above average hitter for his career. And he has just drawn the ire of Frank the Tank.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's one. If I could draw anyone's ire, the last person would be Frank the Tank. You don't want him on your bad side at all.
No.
Because he does not let things go.
And he has the time to hate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's
all he does.
A big part of his job.
Yeah. Frank's entire heart is filled to the brim with hate. It is overflowing with hatred at all times for everything that he loves, which is
incredible. He knows how to turn hate into content. I don't know if he knows how to turn good things into content.
Oh, positive Frank the Tank. Like, what is...
I don't know that
entail.
I say, like, if the Mets win the World Series next year, right after the final out, he goes, well, no team's repeated in 23 years. Like, he would immediately be like, next year, we have no shot now. So there's
exactly.
Yeah. But yeah, Giants, Vikings, Daniel Jones looked amazing. Saquon, Brian Daboll.
Daboll's the best.
I know it's the Vikings.
Yeah.
But the offense was humming. I legitimately think they're going to go in Philadelphia and beat the Eagles. I think that they right now just have that feeling and they're rolling in a way where I think they are going to keep it close and win. But I don't like everybody being like, oh, shut up. Like it's the Vikings. The Vikings are frauds. Look, the Vikings won 13 games and the Giants were expected to win, I don't know, 6 games this year. And now they're in the divisional round of the playoffs. We're allowed to be excited over a playoff win.
So you could tell from that, the game was close. You could tell from that first Giants drive, they were winning that game.
Oh, yeah.
That Slayton drop was almost like, okay, this might turn it around. But no, they look really, really good.
I don't think I was alone here, but I was heavy betting on the Giants all week in like a million different ways. Because like, Vikings were a fraud team. I think the same thing about the Cowboys. I think the Cowboys are going to get not run out of the building, but they're definitely going to lose tonight. At the same time, watching them play, that Giants defense is just so good. And you could see just how much these dudes love Brian Daboll. And like, just makes me pissed because the Chargers interviewed Daboll and decided to go with Staley, which makes me want to die. But I just love watching them. I like that team a lot. It's just like they're not underdogs because they've won 2 Super Bowls in our lifetime. But like, still, like, it's you like to root for them.
This team is like an underdog. This season, I mean, like, their leading receiver has what, 700 yards this year?
Yeah. Isaiah Hodgins was picked up on waivers in like November. Like
James is your number 2 wide receiver.
Yeah, but it's one of those things where like they're in the game
David
underdog,
Stills
but
is
like
on the roster.
It's one of those things where like they are the in-game underdog, but at the same time, it's like the Giants have been team of destiny twice. It's like you almost expect them to at least do something in the playoffs at this point, even with like bad roster.
I forgot how good that feeling is to have your team win a playoff game. It's been 11 years. Their last playoff win was the second Super Bowl over the Patriots. Like, I forgot that feeling. And all I've done all weekend today, just like article porn, like going to different websites and reading how Brian Daboll assembled his staff, how Daniel Jones became a franchise quarterback. I just pour it in my eyes, feed me all the fluff pieces about the Giants I can handle.
Yeah, and I know same thing. Like,
yours was in love. Mine was in hatred, looking at all the articles saying who's
going to get fired. I avoid the internet after shit like that. I don't know how the Chargers are the Browns.
Yes. But it's one of those things where, like, all the Chargers fans are like, none of us were comfortable with that lead at all. We've seen this happen like a trillion times. So, like, all of us were just like, I don't know, it's not over. Like, we were in the gambling cave. Jerry and Big Cat are like, thanks for coming out, Jags. And me and Doug's like, no, it's not over. And I'm like, Doug's is right. Like, it is absolutely not over. This is the Chargers. They've blown like 15 leads at this size over the last like 10 years.
So next week, Giants, Eagles. The Eagles obviously are more talented. They beat us twice, but I don't know what the home game against the Eagles, they just flat out killed us in every facet. But, you know, with third stringers, almost beat them on week 18. A lot of people keep saying it's hard to beat a team three times, and people are like, well, if you look at the data, that's not true. But I don't care. I think that when you have a rematch with a team, the better coach is a huge advantage. And Nick Sirianni's a very good coach too. But I think Brian Daboll and his staff, like, look what happened. Lost to the Vikings, beat the Vikings, tied the Commanders, beat the Commanders, got blown out by the Eagles, almost beat the Eagles. Second Cowboys game, I think, was a little more competitive than the first Cowboys game. Like, I believe in them to make the necessary adjustments to come up with a game plan. It just reminds me of 2007, where fourth-year quarterback Eli Daniel Jones, under fire, beat a weak division winner in the first round, and then they went to the Cowboys, who had beat them twice, and won there. It feels very similar. Now, they could get – like, if the Giants lose by 17, I'll be like, oh, that makes sense. That probably makes sense that they lost by that much. But I really feel like they could win this game.
You're in the ultimate position as a fan, though. Like, lose, we weren't even supposed to be here. Win, exactly. Obnoxious. Mm-hmm. That buys you a year of being obnoxious.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, that's
everyone wants to be in.
It's different. Like, my Yankee fandom and my Giant fandom are – like, the Yankee fandom, I expect to win a World Series every year. And I don't care if they lose in Game 7 of the World Series. I'm going to be fucking pissed. The Giants is a little different, where the expectations just are – I mean, I definitely want to win the Super Bowl, but – like, I was literally laughing to myself at the idea of, like, the Giants beating the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. That would be – I think my immediate reaction would be to laugh. Like, that would be objectively funny if the Giants beat the Chiefs in the Super Bowl this year. I think we'd all come together and be like, what was that? That was pretty funny. So I love – they're, like, right up there with the Yankees for me. But the expectation, especially this year, is just – it's not the same. They've been so bad for so long that – this feels like anything they do now is icing on the cake. I usually don't like having that mindset. I kind of think it's like a loser fan mindset. But given all the circumstances of the Giants this year, I think it's the right mindset.
Correct me if I'm wrong, and I may be way off, but hasn't their record in the past 10 years or maybe 5 years been worse than the Browns?
Yeah, the coming into this year, I believe they had the worst five-year record of any team in football. It was them or the Jets.
It was since the boat picture.
After that, it was just all downhill.
I think Sirianni is a good coach too, but, like, I also wonder how if they would be better if they just kept Doug Peterson. Like, Doug, he's probably coach of the year this year after reversing everything Urban did. And, like, if he was in command of that roster, I wonder if they would be even better or more secure, at least.
Like, I don't think you can complain.
I just really like Doug Peterson a lot.
Yeah, I do too. But I don't think you can really complain.
Definitely can't complain.
The Phillies are, the Eagles are beatable. For sure. They kind of limped into they didn't limp into the playoffs, but at the end of the season showed some weakness. Granted, it was with Minshew, but I think they're a beatable team. And the Giants are like what they showed yesterday, they looked amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think Brian Daboll has really turned Daniel Jones into like Josh Allen 2.0. Like, he runs, he passes. I if they play like that yesterday, they could keep it close.
I don't know if Josh Allen 2.0 is maybe that's reaching a little bit.
Structurally.
Okay.
That's better.
Type-esque.
Yeah.
That makes more – I like that more. I will say that the Eagles' defense is just so good. And, like, if you look at the NFC teams left, like, you're going to need a really good defense if you want to get through there, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And then the night game, Bengals beat the Ravens 24-17. I had two main takes from this game. One – It to me, I don't know how to really describe it. It felt very similar to watching like a vintage Brady Patriots early round playoff win, where you kind of just knew the whole time that they were going to win in the end. They had like a weird play. Like, I feel like the Patriots would always have a weird play that like everyone would be like, oh, they're so lucky. That happened with the Huntley fumble return for the touchdown. Burrow's final stat line was like not amazing, but he like just did enough to win. I don't know. That was just the vibe
didn't
I had.
Didn't make any mistakes. Like,
yeah.
You know, just,
like, good completion percentage, only like 200 yards, but like they're also like people, I feel like, counted the Ravens out despite the fact that like their defense is insanely good. And they also held the Bengals in their last game of the season, I think, to like 6 offensive points. So like it wasn't like a sure thing or anything like that by any means.
The Ravens, J.K. Dobbins said they win that with Lamar. No shit.
Yeah.
I mean, you did it. Yeah. I mean, yeah, Lamar's a better quarterback and you lost by one possession. So yeah, I think that's the case. I mean, I said it earlier. I think Lamar is going to be back.
Mm-hmm. I think he's going somewhere else, man.
I mean, the Ravens fans hate. Oh, you mentioned J.K. Dobbins. My other take from the game is J.K. Dobbins might be my new favorite football player. They lost, got eliminated from the playoffs. He went on Twitter, retweeted 4 highlights of his touchdown and like a meme about him, and then went to reporters and was like, "Yeah, I need the ball more." Like that's exactly how I would handle a loss. Be like, "Hey guys, that one wasn't on me. Like, did you see that touchdown I had? Like that one wasn't on me. That was like the most relatable I feel like it happened."
I respected that move a lot.
Yeah, cleanse the feed. Be like, yeah, tough playoff loss, but like I was pretty sick tonight.
Yeah,
I'm
also clears the way. I would be shocked if he went to the Jets, but I feel like him on like one of those other teams.
I feel like Derek Carr is going to the Jets.
Do you think Derek Carr is going to the Jets? Derek Carr seems like the most Colts quarterback ever. They just stopgap.
I think they're done with. I think they want a rookie.
Are you looking for relief, relaxation, or to party on the motherfucking moon? Then check out 3Chi's new True Strains lineup of cannabis vapes and gummies tailored for specific effects. And the best part? It's delivered straight to your door. Visit 3Chi.com. That's 3CHI.com. And for a limited time, get 20% off with the code BARSTOOL20.
Yeah, but the rookie Sam Ellinger also kind of stunk. So, he was a rookie last year, right? Or this year?
Yeah.
Or was it last year?
He might as well have been.
Sam Ellinger was a rookie, I think, this year. But I mean, he's not like a real.
He's not a real. They want like to spend capital.
Yeah. For the Jets, I think like their defense and like their setup is so good. You just need someone who's not going to fuck up. And like Jimmy G, I think, makes more sense there just because you won't have to pay him as much as they would. Although Carr's contract isn't terrible, but they wouldn't have to give up picks for him. They'd be paying him like a decent contract.
Phenomenal this year.
Yeah, he played really well,
and like
just gets hurt sometimes.
The Jets, it's like cliche. They are a quarterback away.
Mm-hmm. They literally are. Their defense is insane. Sauce Gardner is just. But then he's another guy.
Breece Hall and Garrett Wilson, like they have Elijah Moore. They're good.
Yeah, that's another guy, Sauce Gardner, who is similar to J.K. Dobbins, just posting every one of his accolades on Twitter any chance he gets. I respect the hell out of that.
Dude, he kept on like trying to get more Pro Bowl votes, even though he was like well in for
He's like, he was maybe the best cornerback in football this year as a rookie.
He was so
good. That's tough to do. It's nuts. Yeah.
Bengals, Bills next week. If DeMar Hamlin leads the Bills out of the tunnel, that's going to go down as like one of the greatest sports moments ever.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be interesting to see. Like, neither team looked great yesterday. I am very excited for that. I do not have a lean yet of where I think that game goes.
Yeah, I think the Bills were already looking to next week and they were kind of sleepwalking in the beginning. That's over now. I think they're going to go back to kind of being a force.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yeah, but that's there is something about, like, Burrow just had, like, you just never can count him out. And I've become last year I was anti-Burrow. Mainly because I kept betting against the Bengals every week, thinking they weren't in the playoffs, thinking they weren't that good. But I think I do maintain that Joe Burrow has set himself up for if he ever loses a big game in bad fashion, he's going to get memed. Like, with things like, hey, pretty boy, spend less time picking out your outfits and Cartier shades, you know, and like things like that's what old Tommy would think. But new Tommy thinks like, all right, he does all that cool shit and then he backs it up. Like, so exactly. I don't want to be, I never hated Brady. like, because as a Giants fan, we beat him twice, and I never understood, unless you're like a Jets fan, why you would hate Brady just for being so good. I never got that. And if Burrow's going to be the next Brady, I don't want to be one of those people. So I've decided to become pro Burrow. But I love the Bills in the story, and I'm rooting for the Bills in this game.
We can all vouch for this personally. Like, the second a handsome man messes up, people pounce.
Oh, yeah.
Even Jimmy G. When Jimmy G starts screwing up, everyone's like, yeah, this guy's ass. You need to get someone else. You need to draft Trey Lance. You need to do whatever. Like, it's,
yeah,
it's tough being pretty.
This is at a neutral site, no?
No, it's in Buffalo.
Is it in Buffalo? Okay.
Yeah, that's only Bills Chiefs would be.
Only Bills Chiefs is okay.
Yeah. That would have sucked, because those are two of the best, like, home field advantage teams ever. Like,
they are,
Ruffles and Arrowhead, like, those two, or whatever the Ruffles is called now, like, those two stadiums are just insane for home field.
Yeah. Tonight, Cowboys, Bucks. I like the Cowboys tonight, I think.
I think Cowboys in a bloodbath. We were spoiled yesterday.
What?
I think we were spoiled yesterday. We're going to get a boring one tonight.
I think it's going to be easily Tampa Bay. It might not be like some, like, I don't think bloodbath in either direction, but I don't really have any faith in the Cowboys whatsoever in the playoffs.
I think
like
the Cowboys just ultimate match up
tease.
Well.
Oh, every playoff year.
As long as Dak,
Tampa Bay's defense is still solid,
which is asking a lot. But I think the Cowboys just top to bottom have them beat.
I don't know.
Yeah, there is that element of it's Tom Brady, but
and it's the Cowboys. Yeah. It's twofold in that in my brain, where it's like, number one, like you're saying, it is Tom Brady, dude, just a playoff monster, and then it's just the Cowboys who are perennial playoff losers for the last two decades.
Tom Brady's already thinking about Las Vegas, dude.
Yeah. I could see this just being like, whatever, this was just a lost season for the Bucks. And I think that whoever wins tonight, though, has a real good chance to beat San Francisco. I feel like whoever wins this game could get momentum.
I don't know. It's really tough with the NFC. I think at least versus AFC is kind of hard this year too. Shit. I don't know. It's a tough one to call.
San Francisco has so much talent.
Especially defensively. Their defense is just fucking monstrous, man. Yeah. So good.
And then one other playoff or football story. Cliff Kingsbury got fired, bought a one-way ticket to Thailand and told NFL teams he's not interested. Just there with his smoke show wife or girlfriend, whatever, looking fucking hot and good for Cliff. That's like just so relatable. Hey, I made a bunch of money. I'm a hot dude with a hot girl. I'm going to go to an expensive place and just chill. I respect the hell out of that.
One-way ticket, getting your mind off of it. Nobody gives a fuck about football over there. It's going to be good for him. Do you think he'll coach in college?
It seems like he does better there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like a massive sample size or anything, but still.
I like to see maybe an offensive coordinator in the NFL. Just focus on offense. I mean, although the Cardinals offense was a mess this year, but I mean, he'll get another shot eventually, but
yeah,
you're really hurt this year. I feel bad for the Cards because they were crazy hurt, and I don't feel like necessarily bad for Kingsbury, but like they had a rough situation.
They're in a weird spot because they're shopping Hopkins, aren't they? A lot of people are saying he's washed.
I'd like the Giants to maybe get him this off.
Yeah, they need somebody like that.
Although, I mean, Hodgins is like the next Victor Cruz, you know, coming out of nowhere. Richie James is fast. Slayton. So, the Giants, they're a complete football team. Anyway, before we go to the after show, I wanted to get.
They didn't have a wide receiver break 1,000 yards.
It's insane.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't think Chargers didn't either. They had nobody even close.
Mike Williams, I guess. Like
they're all hurting on stuff. Though. Yeah.
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 Last year, Nick, on a rundown, it was before the first round, so this wouldn't be as impressive. But you predicted Bengals Rams Super Bowl. I want another Nicky rundown Super Bowl prediction.
Yeah, I'm going to withhold. Why would I ever do that again?
Fair. No, it's a fair point.
Yeah. I learned from you, Tommy.
My preseason pick and my pre-playoff pick, Bills Niners. I thought originally it was going to be Trey Lance, but I'll stick with that. But my Giants pick is Giants beat the Chiefs. Like if the Giants make the Super Bowl, they're playing the Chiefs, if that makes sense. Otherwise, I think the Bills make it.
I can picture just the uniform matchup in my mind, the graphics package. It all makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
It'd be beautiful. And I'll be posting the Giants.
And after show, Donnie and White Sox Dave are headed to the Dominican Republic. For the Dominican World Series. First time White Sox Dave has ever been out of the country.
And Dave that is acting sense. As Gonnie's translator, is he not?
Yeah. That's or yeah, Dave claims that he's fluent in Spanish, and there's just no way.
Not but a chance in the world.
Fluent? There is no way.
Hey, donde está la biblioteca? Like, I just can't picture it in my mind.
Like, he could have proven it a million times over because he speaks for a living every single day, which is amazing in its own right. Yes. But
he tries to speak for a living every day.
Yeah. There's no way. Dave doesn't know one language.
It's very true. I don't know how he would even have a grasp of Spanish.
It really feels like it's going to be like straight out of a comedy movie where White Sox Dave is like, oh, I'll handle the translating. And then they're like sex trafficked. Like, oh, I thought you said this. I thought I said this.
Of all the stuff Donnie's done, you know, Iraq, Saddam Hussein's mansion, this is the most dangerous.
Yeah. Yes. Having
uncharted waters.
Yeah.
I'm almost mad at Donnie for making White Sox Dave leave the country because he's a guy that should never leave the United States. Like, that's a guy who should die, and like he never left either, like the states he visited. That's it.
White Sox Dave is a big born in town, raised, die town.
Yes, exactly. That's why I'm almost upset by this. I don't want world traveler White Sox Dave.
I like that he's an anomaly, and I hope like this world traveling he feigns like he's cultured now. I like cocky White Sox Dave. I think when White Sox Dave is at his most confident is when I think he's the funniest person at the company.
That's very true.
Yeah.
Like we need another John Cusack moment in the Dominican. Yeah. Him arguing with someone.
The greatest comedy writers in the world can't script some of White Sox Dave's antics when he's in full force.
That's insane. The head of steam.
And lastly, so Saturday I couldn't make it, but Nick, I know you and Taylor went to the bathhouse. Did you guys talk? Did he talk about me at all? Like, did he mention me? Like, did he say he had a good time with me on Friday?
You know, we were in the bathhouse for 5 hours, Tommy. And
what?
The conversations you have stay there. They stay within those dingy, hallowed walls.
So, like, but did he say, like, oh God, I had such a fucking sick time with Smokes last night?
So he and I went and grabbed dinner afterwards too. And you know, the I can't even, we had so many conversations, they're all
kind all right of- that's the rundown. Yeah. See you guys tomorrow.